This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on with us now. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So let's talk about, first of all, the county report out yesterday. It looks like the Omicron issue heading into Douglas County right now.
Yes, Omicron started in southern Africa, moved to Europe, then to the East Coast, and now is very clear here in Oregon, and I believe we're beginning to see it here in Douglas County.
Now, it was just a few days ago that the first confirmed Omicron case in the county was found, correct?
So that case was found in the on the 14th of December. It took about 2 weeks for us to get the sequencing, as was reported on the 28th. So we know that there's been some Omicron in the county at least since the 14th.
So let's talk about the number of cases. We see them going up here in the past week.
They really are going up. Last week, the numbers were low. I think they were probably falsely low. People might have been sick and over the holidays didn't get tested and then felt better by Monday. So we may have missed some cases last week that got picked up this week. So some of it may just be a timing thing. But if you look in the rest of the state, the number of cases is just enormous. For example, Deschutes County yesterday, about 1.5 times our size, reported 700 cases yesterday. So it really is spreading in other parts of the state and will undoubtedly arrive in Douglas County.
So for the county, I know in the report yesterday talked about the potential for, in the coming days and weeks, a lot of cases each day.
Right. So we expect that the number of cases are going to just continue to increase over the next 2 weeks or so.
And how bad do you think it could get case-wise?
Well, when we look at other places, we see that places like New York and Washington, D.C. are each having over 500 cases per 100,000 population a day. So we have a little over 100,000 a day. So it's not unlikely that we could get to 200 to 500 cases a day.
That obviously impacts a lot of people with the quarantine protocol and all of that. Now, the Omicron, though, seems for the most part to be less serious for those who get it, correct?
Yes. So in general and overall, people with Omicron seem to be less sick. It doesn't seem to get into the lungs as well. So the number of people needing ventilators and ICU care is down, but it's causing people to have more vomiting, just otherwise feeling poorly. And so the number of admissions is still pretty high, especially the number of pediatric admissions is high. So the number of pediatric admissions is the highest it's ever been during all of COVID. And that's not surprising. As a pediatrician, we know that kids especially struggle with upper airway disease. So croup, a disease that anybody could get, you only really see in kids. Bronchiolitis, a disease that you could see at any age, is mostly in kids. So what we're worrying about is that this variant attacks kids more than the previous variants did.
And what are we seeing in terms of the difference between people who've been vaccinated and maybe even have a booster as well versus those who haven't if they get COVID from Omicron?
So we don't have lots of data here in Douglas County, but when we look in Massachusetts and New York, the reports are that people who are unvaccinated are getting pretty sick and make up most of the hospitalizations. People with two doses usually are getting a mild case of Omicron, and people who are vaccinated and boosted seem to be resistant to getting the infection, or if they get it, they get just a very mild case. And that's why we're really encouraging people, before it arrives in full force in Douglas County, to please go ahead and get a vaccine, either first or second or a booster dose. We have a vaccine clinic set up every day now from 10 to 5 in the Fowler Street lot across from the Roseburg Public Library from 10 to 5. They have all three of the vaccines, drive through. It's beautifully set up. Come and get your vaccine.
And when did that begin?
Started yesterday. They did quite a few yesterday, and they're going to be there every day for the next several weeks.
So is that seven days a week or weekdays?
7 days a week, they tell us.
And for people moving forward here, I mean, there's a lot of concern. We've seen COVID impact sports at the college level, and it looks like now it's beginning to do so at the high school level, too.
Yes. So we would expect that with this high number of cases, it's going to affect almost every activity. And so we expect that over the next month, we're going to start to see lots of games get canceled, people out on protocol and whatever. If there's any good news with this and other places that have had Omicron, it appears to peak in 3 or 4 weeks. So London, which had a really big outbreak, really big outbreak starting in the beginning of December, is now hit the end of their peak. South Africa had a big peak starting in the end of November, has already peaked. And so, it's going to be a bad 4 to 6 weeks, but this is not unending.
And there's always a potential for other variants as we go through this.
Yes. And so there are already a couple of other variants that people are following. But I think right now our eyes are on Omicron. Omicron is so contagious that it's likely to be the predominant variant for a long time.
And it's amazing how fast this has moved, just given a few weeks ago when it was first discovered in South Africa.
Right. First discovered in Southern Africa in the end of November. And now in the space of 6 weeks, it's spread all over the world.
What are we seeing around the U.S. in terms of overall cases of COVID-19?
Well, the cases that we're having overall are the highest we've ever had. So it's hard to believe that we're higher than the Delta surge or higher than last year's. So they're higher than ever before. So again, New York City present having tens of thousands of cases every day. They were down to a point where they were having less than 1,000. So the number of cases is really staggering.
And what about on the world level?
Well, on the world level, we're seeing the same thing. So it's the U.S., Canada, most of Eastern Europe are seeing huge surges in disease. We're also starting to see surges in disease in places that we don't usually think of having lots of disease, like Australia is having a big outbreak, and South America, especially Argentina, is having many, many cases.
What are we seeing in terms of new things that are being learned about this virus?
Well, this virus is very interesting. It seems to get into the lungs less, and that's why I think we're having less respiratory disease. The other thing that we're seeing is that it's so incredibly contagious. So once it gets into an area, it really spreads very quickly. One of the places we've always followed is cruise ships. And so you remember in the very beginning, we had big spreads on cruise ships where, when nobody was vaccinated, of course, the disease spread to more than 20% of the people on a cruise ship. There were a lot of hospitalizations and deaths. We then started cruising again this summer during the Delta and only allowed vaccinated people to be on the boat. And what we noticed at that time is that many cruises went with no cases of Delta. Then when Omicron came, we see that now cruises, again requiring vaccination, almost all of the cruises have had outbreaks, but the outbreaks have been small. Typically less than 1% of the sailing group gets the disease, and of those, very few people get hospitalized. So that goes along with a disease which is more contagious, but well protected by vaccine, and for people who are vaccinated and boosted, not very sick.
What are you seeing in terms of folks who are still resistant to a vaccine?
Well, I think the data is overwhelming that vaccines help to prevent disease and really help to prevent severe disease and hospitalization. So when we look yesterday at the hospital data, and there's 17 people in the hospital, 15 of those 17 are unvaccinated, and only about 40% of our population is unvaccinated. So of the 40% who's unvaccinated, 15 were in the hospital. Of the 60% that are vaccinated, only 2 in the hospital. So the vaccines really do work, and they really do help, especially to prevent against hospitalizations and severe disease. I mean, if you just get a little cold and you're home for a week, that's not a big deal. But winding up in the hospital, winding up in the ICU, or winding up dead really is.
Final thoughts on COVID-19 and what is ahead?
Well, I think we're going to have a pretty dreary January. So I think in the next 4 weeks, we're going to see lots of cases. But I would ask people not to panic. If you're vaccinated and boosted and you get this, you're very unlikely to get severely ill. Stay home. Stay home until at least 5 days and until you're well, and then go back to your duties. You don't even necessarily need to get tested. I mean, if everybody around you has Omicron, you likely have it too. And so no need to panic. Now, if you get sick, where you're having troubles breathing, troubles walking, troubles eating, troubles drinking, then you do need to call your medical provider.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
841 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.